Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Hi, and welcome to episode 427. My house is such a mess. There's stuff everywhere. It's driving me insane. If you can relate to this, then this episode is for you. And I've discussed this on and off over the last 2 years on the show here. But right now I'm recording this in the midst of lockdown. Everybody's in the same boat. Everybody's at home. And everybody's shit is everywhere. I'm sure you know exactly where I'm coming from. And I have a few little suggestions to you to help you through it all, because nagging your kids to pick up all their stuff all day long simply doesn't work. Why? They tune out. They don't hear us. And here's the deal. They don't actually even notice the clutter. They don't notice the stuff that's all over the table or the breakfast bar or the floor. They don't see it. That doesn't bother them. It bothers us. And what then interferes with between us and them and the connection we have with them is when we're nagging all day long. So during COVID, my house, I actually was on a Zoom call with a friend of mine that I haven't seen for years. And I was kind of showing around the house and she said, "Oh my God," she goes, "I've never seen your house looking like that. Normally it's quite tidy." And I just laughed and I went, "Well, this is COVID." And I've taken I've made the choice to not nag all the time. And I have to look at the clutter and the stuff. And for me, what I've done to be able to help myself is to accept that these times are not normal times. It's not normal for us to all be in the house together and not be going out. It's not normal for the kids to be all hanging around, bored out of their minds, having to do some homework. And I have to be very thankful because my kids are not locking themselves in their rooms. They are choosing to do their homework in the common space. So if they're choosing to be in the common space, I have to be really careful about how I welcome them to the common space. So if they're in the common space and all I do is nag them for the shit they're leaving lying around in the common space, guess what? They're going to go to their rooms. And I don't want them in the rooms. I want them in the common space and I want them to be really tidy. But that doesn't work. That's my agenda. And, you know, I'm probably sounding like my house is a complete carnage. It's not. It's just there's more stuff lying around than there would be. And, you know, I took a picture of my dining table just recently and posted it on Instagram because, you know, we've got a big dining table and we don't have a dining room in a separate room in the house. It's not a dining room for high days and holidays. It's the only table we sit at for every meal we have. So it's a very much a working table. And it does seat 10, and half of it has got a whole load of clutter on it from, oh, anything. You name it. There's some bizarre things on that table. So I allow it to happen and I don't nag. But then every few days, and it probably had got to over a week, I say to them, okay, everybody has to come and claim what's theirs and take it off the dining room table, take it off the coffee table, take it off the floor and put it in their own space. And over the course of the day, everyone did that. And miraculously, the dining table was cleared and other bits and pieces were cleared. And I took some stuff that wasn't mine and I disposed of it because the kids actually did go and sort their stuff out. But, you know, I'm not nagging at them. And the flip side of that is they're happy to be around me for the most part. They'll be saying they got to get away from me. I'm quite sure if you ask them on the QT, they'd say, "My mom's driving me up the wall." But they're driving me up the wall as well. So The other thing you can do is when there are messes everywhere, if you feel like you don't, it's not your job and they have to do it, but they're not doing it, you could put their stuff in a box. So if you've got two kids, have two boxes and put all their stuff in each of their boxes and then say to them, all your stuff's in this box, either put it in your room or get rid of it, but please don't leave it lying around. And just every now and again, collect up their stuff and offer them that choice. And if you want them to be around and you want them in your personal space and in the family area, then be really careful about how you deal with them when they're choosing to be in the common space, because otherwise they're going to choose to go and shut themselves off so they don't get nagged at. So it's a kind of bittersweet. But, you know, if it was someone else's stuff that was, you know, if you were living with other people, you came across something, you would probably say to them, you know, I found your stuff. You know, what do you want me to do with it? You wouldn't be so pissed off with them for the fact it was lying around. It's because it's your kid's stuff. It just, we feel like we're being taken advantage of. It makes us feel like we're not worthy. If they are doing this to us, rather than seeing it and not taking it personally and recognize that it is just very much part and parcel of how kids walk and talk. It's what they do. They leave their stuff lying around. Why would they put their math homework away if they know they're going to come back to it tomorrow? In their minds, it's okay. It's at the end of the table. What's the big deal? And during COVID, you actually do have to ask yourself, what is the big deal? What do you really want, and how do you want to feel? Because nagging them all day long, chipping away, chipping away, chipping away, all it does is drain you of your energy. All it does is deplete you of the reserve that's not that full right now anyway, because most of us are not able to top up our tanks quite like we are used to. And many of us mums are not good at doing that anyway. So at times like this, it's even harder. So really look at what is it that drains you. And if you're nodding your head going, yep, I nag all day, do you have any idea how exhausting it is to nag? And perhaps for tomorrow, make a pact with yourself to not nag, to see their stuff lying around. And rather than nag, even you going and picking it up would save you the energy. So then you've dealt with it in probably 5 minutes. Versus all day long, just going at it. Put it away. I asked you to put it away. Why have you not put it away? Put it away now. Get off your phones and come and deal with it. I asked you this morning and now it's 4 o'clock. You said you'd do it. It's the stuck record and it's draining. All of our energy just goes whoosh right out into the floor. And it's negative energy anyway. We don't want to have that around us. It's not a good space to be living within. So really ask yourself, how do you want to feel? And what do you have to do to make sure you feel that way? And if you feel that you tidying your kids' stuff and putting it away is permissive and you're letting them get away with it, then give them an ultimatum like I do. So leave it for a few days or leave it for a day. And at the end of each day, say to them, you need to put your stuff away. No, you need to do it now. You've only asked them once. Get in their face, ask them nicely, say, I know you don't want to pick it up and put it away, but you really need to do it now. I just did that with my eldest. He'd had a Zoom party with some of his friends downstairs in a spare room, and he had a ball with his friends, and there were a few beers opened. And I went in now, and this was, what, 3 nights ago, and there were, you know, a whole load of beer bottle tops on the floor. So I just went up to him, now, just before I recorded this, and I went, you know, could you just pick the beer bottles up, please? Because they're all over the floor in the room downstairs, and it's not really for me to do. And he went, fair point. And he went, just by the way, his younger brother had actually picked them up off the desk. He had them all on the desk, and his younger brother had dropped them on the floor. They were doing something. So he was trying to say it wasn't him and it was his younger brother. He just laughed. I laughed. But I said, no, he goes, I'll do it later. And I said, no, you need to do it now, because later on, you'll forget. Please do it now. He went and he did it. No problem. So I didn't waste my energy. So from this, what are you going to do to change, to make a difference, to step on a new path so that this week you are not going to let yourself drain yourself of precious energy through nagging to get your kids to put their shit away? So I'm in it with you. I'm not just sitting here saying, oh, but you've got a problem. I don't. It's a ubiquitous problem. It's a problem kids have, that adults, that they leave stuff lying around. It bothers us. It doesn't bother them. So I hope you've got lots from this. If you know of anybody who's struggling right now, and let's face it, most of us are, share this episode with them. Tell your friends about the podcast. Tell them that there's tons of really good information here, and send them my way. And you know you're helping them, you're helping kids, you're helping everybody by doing so. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Your support means the world to me. And till next time, bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.